Hi, and thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar, Friday, March 31st, 2017. This is your host, VJ, coming to you from the KABU studios. Here are social justice activities in the Portland area for the week of March 31st through April 7th. The podcast and blog come out every Friday around 5 p.m. More information is available on the podcast webpage, kboo.fm/program/portland-resistance-calendar. There are always things I miss. The most complete and most frequently updated version is on Facebook. The link is on the KABU podcast page, or you can find it by searching on Facebook for Portland Resistance Calendar. We have one ongoing event, the Community Alliance of Tenants Phone Bank for Stable Homes. It's going on until April 10th, various times and places on the East Side. On March 31st, today, Friday, there are several things. There is the Trans Day of Motherfucking Brilliance, which is a benefit social event and screening of the film or the documentary Major. That's 5:30 p.m. at the Q Center, 4115 North Mississippi Avenue. There's a Portland propaganda party focusing on distributing free immigration and refugee propaganda from 6 to 9 p.m. at Flight 64, 2934 Northeast Alberta Street, number B. Representation Matters, Whitewashed Out, those are both hashtags. A protest about whitewashing Asian characters is Friday night, 8 p.m. at the Regal Cinemas Lloyd Center, 1510 Northeast Multnomah. Events on Saturday, April 1st include Fire the Fool March. That's 10 a.m. at the Mark Hatfield Courthouse, 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue. There's a yard sign canvas for Valdez Bravo, a first-time candidate for PCC's Board of Directors. That's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at AFT Oregon. That's at 12828 Southwest Capitol Highway. There's a Native American Marketplace and Climate Justice Summit. That's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Friendly House Community Center, 1737 Northwest 26th Avenue, at Thurman Street. The Climate Justice Summit section of that takes place from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keystone Room. Know Your City is offering a downtown tour with emphasis on communities of color and social movements. That's noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday at 800 Northwest 6th Avenue, Suite 331. The monthly Greater Portland Now, or National Organization of Women chapter meeting, is 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Hollywood Library, 4040 Northeast Tillamook Street. There is a self-care for activists workshop, 2 p.m. at Broad Space, 425 Southeast 3rd Avenue in Suite 305. Constructing Identity, Black Cinema, Then and Now series begins Saturday, April 1st at 4:30 p.m. It's running through June, taking place at the Northwest Film Center's Witzel Auditorium at 1219 Southwest Park Avenue. There's an art auction that fundraises for Don't Shoot Portland. That's 5 p.m. at the Una Gallery, 328 Northwest Broadway Avenue, Suite 117. There's a talk by Mama C, Warrior Woman of Peace, a.k.a. Charlotte O'Neill, former Black Panther, artist, and Tanzanian emigre. That's 6 p.m. at the In Other Words Feminist Community Center, 14 Northeast Killingsworth Street. On Sunday, April 2nd, there are a number of events. The America That Is Being Born Sunday service at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. That's 9:15 a.m. at 1211 Southwest Main Street. The yard sign canvas for Valdez Bravo, the first-time candidate for PCC's Board of Directors, is taking place at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday at the AFT Oregon at 10228 Southwest Capitol Highway. There's a shutdown MAGA, Make America Great Again, counter-protest. It's 12 noon at the Esther Short Park, 605 Esther Street in Vancouver, Washington. There's an Empty Bowl fundraiser for Southwest Hope, Feed the Hungry. That's taking place 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Arts Center, 7688 Southwest Capitol Highway. And finally, the Portland Democratic Socialists are screening and discussing the Portland abortion documentary, Being There. It's 7 to 9 p.m. at the SEIU Local 503, 6401 Southeast Foster Avenue at Holgate. Several things happening Monday, April 3rd. There is the Eight That Can't Wait discussion about wage and wealth gap. That's taking place at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 221 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Suite 302. There's also a screening of 1984, which benefits the ACLU. It's 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. It's free, but donations will go to the ACLU. On Tuesday, April 4th, there is the Resist Trump Tuesday meetup at Senator Wyden's place. It's 12 noon at the BPA building, 911 Northeast 11th Avenue in the courtyard. There's a sexual assault dynamics social justice training from 1:30 until 4:30 p.m. at the YWCA of Greater Portland, 4610 Southeast Belmont Street. There's feedback for school board candidates by Latino parents and educators from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Upside Down, 3318 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue. And there's a screening of 1984 that benefits Causa, Oregon, at 7 p.m. at the Cinema 21, 616 Northwest 21st Avenue. On Wednesday, April 5th, there is a Portland Divest from Amazon, Caterpillar, Nestle, and Wells Fargo protest. It starts at 2, ends at 5 at the Portland Building, 1120 Southwest 5th Avenue. There's an evening with Brenda Tracy, mother, survivor, policy activist, nurse, and advocate, that starts at 5:30 and runs till about 8 p.m. at the PSU Smith Center, 1825 Southwest Broadway. There's also a Portland activist training for female-identified people, 6 to 8 p.m. at Hatch Labs, 2420 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. On Thursday, April 6th, there's a Native Professionals and Friends Networking Night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Regional Arts and Culture Council, 411 Northwest Park Avenue in Suite 101. White Women Activists Resisting Our Patterns of Racial Privilege. That's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Hatch Labs, 2420 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. And finally, there's quite a bit happening on Friday, April 7th. There's a free self-defense class for women. And this is quite a bit experiencing homelessness, poverty, mental health, addiction, sex work, or for violence or abuse survivors. This also includes queer, trans, and disabled women. This is 3 to 5 p.m., Sisters of the Road Cafe, 133 Northwest 6th Avenue. There are several events from the PSU Women's Resource Center. One is Unity at the Intersection social event by the Feminist of Color Action Team, 4 to 5 p.m. at the PSU Women's Resource Center, 1802 Southwest 10th Avenue. The second PSU Women's Resource Center event is Survivor Speak Out for Survivors and Allies. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at Parsons Gallery on the second floor of the PSU Urban Center Building, 506 Southwest Mill Street. There's a Women, Femme, and Non-Binary Resistance Happy Hour from 6 to 9 p.m. You'll want to contact the event organizers for more information. And finally, former political prisoner and Earth Liberation Front member Daniel McGowan speaks at PSU, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at the PSU Smith Center, 1825 Southwest Broadway, in room 296. Is there something I've missed? Shoot, there probably is. Do you have an upcoming event you'd like to add? Please add it at pdxactivist.org. That's pdxactivist.org. We also have a Facebook page with expanded, up-to-date coverage of local events, etc. You can find it linked from our KBOO page or by searching on Facebook for Portland Resistance Calendar. If you're interested in this sort of thing, you may also like the KBOO Anti-Oppression Study Group and Action Group resources, which is usually linked from the KBOO front page. Many thanks to Ismoon, who expertly finds and wrangles the vast majority of these events. I'm Vijay. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday, April 7th, 2017.